broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for November the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our 2 at 2 and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. We don't need revolution, but restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. No doubt, top billing for us. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Pray you join us in our absolute quest for God, family, country. Kirk Crosby, we're talking about this 100-day plan from Donald Trump. Okay, we're going to have continued discussion this hour about Donald Trump's 100-day plan. Trump's campaign promise released in October called Donald Trump's Contract with the American Voter. Now, there's so much on this plan. A lot of it's really good. I just hope he can get it done. I hope we don't get, you know, in the quagmire of confusion. I hope he doesn't have a bunch of Republican dissenters. But here's what I find fascinating. The mainstream press and the Republican insiders all lied. Said, we got to jettison the Donald because he's just toxic. He'll ruin our chances to get elected. And so most of the Republicans really opposed Donald, at least the key insiders. And they really made it hard for him. Not only did he run against Hillary Clinton, but he ran against his own party. He ran against leaders and elites within his party. It was a tough road to hoe. I hope we don't get that for his whole administration, because it'll really put a damper on what we can accomplish. There's so many good things that Donald can really do if, number one, he's really genuine and serious about getting it done, and two, if we can stop the roadblocks by the thugs that have opposed him. I mean, it's amazing. And I mentioned this in the mainstream press. Whenever something good happens, it's almost like the press, the good press that you would think would help you, turn on you more than even the liberals. It's concerning. I'll give you an example. You know, when Ron Paul ran, you know, you'd think that guys like Sean Hannity would be almost, or Michael Savage or some of these people would almost be the best supporters of Ron Paul. But they turned on Ron Paul like no other, the liberals at National Public Radio. You know, when it came to Hannity and Combs, Hannity's supposedly the conservative guy, Combs is the liberal. You would think Combs would be hostile to Rand or Ron Paul, and you know, Hannity would be nice to him. No, it was just the opposite. And so I hope we don't end up being our worst, best enemy here in this scenario. So let's talk about this 100 days. He says, I'll work with Congress to introduce the following broader legislative measures and fight for their passage within the first 100 days that I take office. Middle Class Tax Relief and Simplification Act. An economic plan designed to grow the economy and create at least 25 million new jobs through massive tax reduction and simplification. Wow. In combination with trade reform, regulatory relief. I mean, this is detailed, Kurt. He wants to lift the restrictions on American energy. He goes on and on and on and on about the details. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think he should do what he said he was going to do. And, you know, the whole idea of him only getting rid of the unconstitutional executive orders that Obama put in place. Well, I mean, I don't think you ought to limit yourself to just the unconstitutional orders that one president did. I mean, you certainly got, if we're talking about making America great again, let's put things back to where they were great, to where we have the Constitution and the role it's supposed to play, and the president doing his part, the Congress doing their part, the, you know, the justices doing their part. I mean, imagine the federal government actually following the Constitution.
It'd be tremendous. My fear is right now Donald doesn't understand the Constitution. But he wants to end the Offshoring Act that would establish tariffs that would discourage companies from laying off their employees, moving their country or their companies to other countries, and then bringing products back into America tax-free. He's going to stop that. He wants to end the American Energy let's see. He wants to. It's hard to understand some of this stuff. All right, he says, American Energy Infrastructure Act leverages public-private partnerships and private investment through tax incentives. He wants to spur $1 trillion of activity in 10 years. Now, I don't know if that means he's for that or against that, but there you go. He calls it, it's revenue neutral. See, now I'm not for it because I'm not for the fascist plan either. But it's kind of weird. There's the School Choice and Education Opportunity Act. Redirects education dollars to give parents the right to send their kids to public, private. And then they call it charter, magnet, and homeschool opportunities. Even religious schools of the parents' choice. It will end Common Core. And they say it'll make 2 and 4 year college more affordable. See, it's like a mixed bag of words that confuse me a little bit, Kurt. What do you think?
Well, it would be hard to make the education thing worse. In my opinion, with so much federal government control and so much state government control, if you can at least put into the mix that people can choose. You know, this idea of choice is pretty amazing to me. You know, we've allowed the pro-choice crowd to take it to say, hey, you can choose what you will about that little baby growing inside of you. In other words, that baby has no choice, but you can choose to kill it, you know, and that's your choice. And yet, if there's any other choices to be made, for example, in this case, choice in education, well, we don't allow those kind of choices. I mean, it's a winning issue. It's at least when you got all these inner cities and that kind of thing where they have the failing or the least effective or the most failing government schools, at least, you know, he'd come off as a real winner there. You're going to have a lot of opposition to that plan in, you know, this beautiful state, great state of Utah, since you have, you know, people that have mixed almost religion and state when it comes to the government schools, in my opinion. Whereas, there are good choices and good options available, and there will be a lot more if you allow competition to take place. And that means simply, hey, just like we would with roads, if we've got Joe's road service that can do this road, this mile of road for half of what all these other guys can do, and they do just as good a job, they should be allowed to compete. Even for the government money, Sam. And, all I can say is it'd sure be impressive to see.
You got that right.
Yeah.
So a lot of these are mixed bags. I agree with, for the most part, the idea the devil could be in the details is my concern. I'll give you another example. Repeal and replace the Obamacare Act. Fully repeal Obamacare and replace it with health savings accounts, the ability to purchase health insurance across state lines, and lets states manage Medicaid funds. See, it sounds really cool, Kurt, but again, it depends on the details of that replacement. Depends on how that's going to go down.
Well, it's exactly right. And, the ideas of imagine, you know, I loved Ron Paul's response when they said, well, you're going to eliminate the IRS and replace it with what? He said, replace it with nothing. At first look, some people are like, whoa, you mean we'll have no government? We'll have, you know, when you get that kind of response, you simply, illustrate your ignorance when you see the amount of monies, but let's just stay with the Obamacare thing. When you look at where we were before, let's take, you know, I mean, the old Make America Great Again idea. Remember that. Okay, so how long has it been since government's been involved in what we lovingly call health care? You know, we need to go back and look, hey, how was it before? Government wasn't involved, and yet people weren't all dying. We even had churches involved in hospitals and people like that.
I mean, what an opportunity of a lifetime. Hang tight, folks.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, talking about Donald's first 100-day promise or contract with the American voter. Repeal and replace the Obamacare Act. Sounds awesome, but the devil could be in the details. The next one, Affordable Child Care and Elder Act. Allow Americans to deduct child care and elderly care from their taxes. Incentivize employers to have on-site child care services, and then creates tax-free dependent care savings accounts. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, you know, I was thinking as you mentioned the tax on their taxes or whatever. I was just thinking, why is not, you know, one of the number one things the elimination of the IRS, so that you can simply avoid all these problems? You could say, look, I, Mr. Trump, as your new president, will make sure that none of you will ever be threatened by anybody from India or anywhere else. You know, these bad guys that say, oh, I'm from the IRS and you better hurry up and send me some money or else we're going to, you know, take all your stuff or whatever.
Well, you might go to jail.
You'll never have that to worry about again. Now, we're not going to not have any taxes for all you little government lovers out there. We're not going to, you know, just shut the whole federal government down, but we are going to, you know, we're talking about making America great again. So we look back here before we had the income tax. How did they do it? And they literally had what they were calling, tariffs. That means when other countries wanted to sell their goods to America, we charged them as a federal government a certain amount so that.
And by
that
the way, the
money,
amount was small though, Kurt. It was big because we created a huge pie. A small piece of a big pie is a big amount.
But it was intended to, number one, make it so that our country, our companies in America were protected. We didn't have foreign nations subsidizing their companies and putting our country, our companies out of business.
Well, and the more they subsidized to do that, the more we'd just add a tariff to stop it.
That's right. That's right. Just to protect, like a policeman would protect his neighborhood, we, the federal government, would protect America.
And if other countries would play by free market rules and not subsidize and manipulate and play games and dump product, etc., then we would lower their tariffs accordingly to a very
tiny
percentage, maybe a half a percent, maybe a quarter percent, maybe
whatever
1%. Whatever, but
you know,
it could
depending
be very
on their actions. For example, let's say a country beheads its citizens if they don't work in their factories. We wouldn't reward them with, like...
Oh, they'd have to get like 100% tariffs for that.
Well, I mean...
I'm joking,
It sounds kind of crazy, but we've done that with our most favored nation trading partner, China, right? Mm. We give them, you know, all these special deals, and yet... Hey, they're doing those kind of things to their citizenry.
Yeah, now this elderly and child care thing concerns me a lot, though, because if you're not careful, you create a whole new government program, of government subsidies to businesses for daycare workers, and all I know is it can go all wrong. Now, by the way, it could be done right, though, Kurt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We want to encourage people... Well, we want to encourage them to do acts of charity on their own, Sam. And if it takes, see what we've done, the way it was when America was great, remember the Make America Great Again thing again, when it was great, we had no government involvement in it because it's not in the Constitution, it's not there. But since then, we've allowed for this whole Medicaid, Medicare, I mean, you just, Chip, just go on and on and on, right? So we've got this massive government health care and involvement and all that kind of stuff in the system that has messed up that system in a great way, or a massive way would be the term, I guess. And now what we've got to do is somehow take it back. So if we begin to say, look, you know, we want to, you know, get this out of government hands and back to the people's hands. That may be a step that, you know, would do that, right, Sam?
If it's implemented correctly, there's no question.
Yeah,
that's
the key.
You know, how do you basically
the health savings accounts? You know, I love that idea. In other words, instead of forcing people to pay a tax like insurance that they don't want to pay, you know, the old idea of choice, have them say, look, if you care for your, you know, health care, you can put your money right in here. And if you don't need it to pay for your own care, it's your money. It's not our money. You know, it's the same way with Social Security.
And by the way, the current way that the health savings accounts works a lot of times, if you don't use the money, and I don't know exactly which account's which, there's a bunch of different weird ones, how they work. It gets very regulatory and complicated. But all I'm telling you is a lot of them now, if you put money into it and you don't use it by the end of the year, you lose it, Kurt.
Well, yeah.
That's got to stop.
I mean, that's dumb, you know? That's like trying to encourage people to be sick.
Yeah,
right?
But it's the way government captures a chunk of change, Kurt.
Yeah.
See, that's got to stop. What you need to say is, look, any money that you can direct to your savings account, it'll be pre-tax money to take care of your health care. And other than that, we're going to have government stay out of it. You know, that'd be a good start. I'm a little concerned when we talk about the elderly right now. I don't want the government involved in the elderly stuff. But again, it could all be done right if the right people surround Barack and, or surround Donald Trump and give him guidance on how he can move forward. And illegal immigration.
Okay, just before we get there, but on this elderly thing, you know, you see these massive growths of all these little, care places, even in your neighborhoods and that kind of thing. Now, I view it, you know, in the past, I believe what we've done is we've had the massive, big, you know, corporate health care to do all this care, you know, and yet at least we've got, you know, the kind of smaller entities doing it. But, you know, if you made it where, you know, you almost included it like you do, like we're talking about the education thing, where you included homeschooling, and in this case, home care of, you know, the elderly, maybe your parents or whatever. In other words, your taxes were lower because of the fact that you were doing this work. You know, that could be a step in the right direction. But anyway, on the Illegal Immigration, right?
And Illegal Immigration Act fully funds the construction of a wall on our southern border. It establishes a 2-year minimum mandatory prison sentence for illegally reentering the United States after you've been kicked out. Anyway, it goes on about how many prior deportations and all that kind of stuff, but it really gets tough on that. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, that is one of the key parts to the whole economy thing. And the phrase that you need to emphasize, it's called illegal. I mean, it really just stops there.
Yeah, and let me be very clear. A lot of the Hispanics and everybody else who are legally here, people who have come and taken the time to do it right, waited in line, found a sponsor, whatever details are required, and they've come legally and properly, they're very angry that somebody could just skip the border and basically beat in line or whatever you want to call it. They're very unhappy with that, too. This is not a racial issue like they want you to believe. This is a legal versus illegal issue. And what we need to do is absolutely slam that illegal door shut. And that's what it looks like Donald's working on. And I fully support this. At the same time, though, we need to change our policies to where, you know what, if people can get a sponsor in America, if they can get a job in America, if they don't come for handouts, but they're not going to be on the dole, but they can, you know, self-start and become an American, and they truly come for the right reasons, they don't have a criminal background, but they want a better life, we need to find a way for that to happen. All right, quick pause. There's a lot more. We'll do it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable, live on your favorite talk station.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
A fundamentalist religious court in a foreign country has confiscated the passport of a U.S. citizen and ordered his detention for a year as punishment for his son's actions. This didn't happen in an Islamic despotism, such as Saudi Arabia or Iran, but in Israel, the country routinely hailed by Washington as a secular democracy and America's closest and most important ally. All marriages in Israel are subject to millennia-old halakhic law, which is administered by a state-sanctioned rabbinate. A woman cannot dissolve a marriage without the consent of her husband. More than a decade ago, the wife, at the center of this dispute, suffered a stroke during a visit to Israel. She and her 2 children remained in that country while her husband returned to the U.S. She filed for divorce and demanded alimony, but her husband has refused to allow the dissolution of the marriage. The father-in-law, a wealthy real estate developer from New York, was arrested while visiting family in Israel and then sentenced to a month in prison for contempt of court. The rabbinical court claims that by employing his son, the father is encouraging his son's intransigence. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For what may be the first time a U.S. citizen has cast an absentee ballot from orbit, astronaut Shane Kimbrough, who began an assignment aboard the International Space Station in mid-October, filled out an electronic ballot through secure email, which was sent to the Harris County clerk in Houston, Texas, where he has his terrestrial residence. In 1997, Texas enacted a measure allowing American astronauts to participate in elections while in outer space. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Sam and Kurt talking about Donald's first 100 days in office. A lot of this sounds incredibly good. But again, the devil could be in the details. We got to watch how it goes down. A lot of it concerns me because it's quite vague. An example is this. Restoring Community Safety Act. Kurt, you're aboard, right?
Well, if you're not, I mean, it's at least a nice thing about these cute little phrases. Typically, the bad guys use them against
us. For ill, yeah. Like the Patriot Act, a great example.
That's right. And yet, you know, if you're not for restoring, what's the phrase again?
Restoring Community Safety Act, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not for restoring community safety, I mean...
What the heck's wrong with you? Yeah, good point. So he's using a lot of the right phrases, a lot of the right words. If we can really get done what we need, we're going to go somewhere. It reduces surging crime, drugs, and violence. I'm all for that.
Well, yeah. Now, listen, though. It's just like the whole border thing with Mexico. You know, so many times the only thing that gets highlighted is the idea that, well, if you do this, then you're uncaring and you don't want any good people being able to escape the evils of Mexico. Well, yeah, but what about the whole drug thing that Trump brought up so many times? At least if you'd listen straight to him, not listen to, you know, those parrots talking about what he said. But, you know, and that would, you know, certainly help both Mexico, at least the good people of Mexico that don't really want to be ruled by the drug cartels. You know, I mean, if you cut off their money by cutting off their business, simply by making it so it's harder to get in to, you know, ravage the American people with their product, I mean, that's better.
Now, here's the part that scares me, though.
Yeah.
They want to do this by creating a task force on violent crime and increasing funding for programs that train and assist local police. They want to increase resources for local law enforcement agencies and federal prosecutors to dismantle criminal gangs and put violent criminals behind bars. Now, I'm all for the idea. The things they want to accomplish are great. I get a little concerned when we haven't really reduced any government program, you know, government agencies really relating to this. And we want to create new and fund new. And I don't know that it's the government's role, Kurt.
Well, it's exactly right.
I don't think the government needs to spend money to help local law enforcement. Let the local people handle it on the local level.
And you already mentioned, you know, one of Trump's main things was, hey, if you're going to act, add something else, you're going to get rid of two things, right? Isn't that
yes,
what
sir.
It, you know, was said? So that would be the situation here. You know, you'd say, look, we feel like this is necessary, but we've got to eliminate some, you know, baggage here. And here's what we've got to do. Or, in my opinion, you know, he could simply say, look, we know that this stuff is best taken care of by local control. Now, we're going to make sure that we're going to quit sucking money out of the states and the counties for all these crazy government, federal government programs, and we're going to let you guys handle this. Your sheriff in your county can take care of this local restoration of, you know, what was the phrase? Safety. I mean, Sheriff David A. Clark, who is well acquainted with Mr. Trump, and he's got a lot of connections, like Sheriff Mack and others, that could certainly help in this area, right?
You got that right. And again, I don't mean to be negative on this. All I'm telling you is this sounds really good, most of it. How we go about it is going to be the real telltale sign if it's solutions-oriented, real reform and changes, or if it's just more of the same under a very nice-sounding banner. Another one. Restoring National Security Act. Kurt, you're for that, aren't you?
Well, if you're not, bottom line, it means, you're for the elimination of America.
But listen,
right?
Now, here's what it says.
Yeah, right.
Rebuilds our military by eliminating the defense sequester and expanding our military investment. Now, that can go wrong in a hurry. Don't get me wrong. I want a strong military. I want to absolutely defend America big time. And, you know, the details on the sequester. But what I don't want to do is just decide that we're going to put, we've got plenty of money already in military. Rather than increase spending, we need to decrease spending. We just need to reallocate that spending to appropriate defense of the greatest country in the world, not being the world's cops and a hegemonous idea around the world. So we've got to change our intent and our focus, and then instantly we have plenty of money for the job, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right. And, I mean, imagine if we even coupled it with, well, let's see, instead of equipping our military from maybe even possible sources that would be from our possible enemies, you know, we'd actually be equipping them from
you mean you'd make
American
stuff?
Sources.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we might make boots. We might make bullets and bayonets. And
we might even make sure we have beans.
Jackets and clothes. And, you know.
All I'm telling you, again, it's a good idea. I support the goals of it, but I'm concerned about how we might get there. And I don't bring this up to be negative on Trump in any way. I bring this up to hopefully provide a little bit of guidance of how it might best be accomplished. Okay, let me give you an example, Kurt. It says, provides veterans with the ability to receive VA treatment or attend the private doctor of their choice. And I'm for that. Protects our vital interests and vital infrastructure from attack.
Yeah, I mean, back to real quick on the doctor of your choice. Imagine, Sam, if the federal government said, look, we know we have a debt to our veterans. And we know that these guys have a choice. They had a choice to serve their country, and they did. And now they have choices with what they would prefer to do with, like in this case, their health. We're not going to limit them and what they choose to do with that, those health dollars that we've allocated for them because of their fine service. We're going to let them choose.
Not a great
let
point.
Them choose with certain, you know, limitations. Let them choose and really allow real choice to be there. I mean, imagine that, Sam.
Yeah, they said they're going to protect our vital infrastructure from cyber attack. They're going to establish new screening procedures for immigration to make sure those who are admitted to our country support our people and our values. Good stuff. Gotta love it. All right, Kurt, now you're for this one for sure. I know you are. Clean Up Corruption in Washington Act. You cool with that?
Well, you know, I think it'd be so much better if we kept all that corruption.
See, the wording of these acts that Donald has are incredible. Because they really get the point. We made this point on the radio. The liberals are so good, Kurt, at creating these phrases to where, how can you be against pro-choice, Kurt? What's wrong with you?
Right.
When you realize it's pro-death, you go, wait, stop, hold on. But you've already been snookered. Because they've already framed the argument against you. Same thing with Patriot Act. I mean, how could you be against the Patriot Act? What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Aren't you a patriot?
Yeah, see? Well, Donald's got this. Clean Up Corruption in Washington Act. Buddy, you better be for it. You know?
Yeah.
Right, now listen.
And as you said, the devils will be in the details.
Well, might be. Know? It could be that it rolls right.
Yeah, it could all be real good stuff.
And I don't mean to be negative, and I'm not suggesting that it's already gone bad, or I'm not downing it or anything. I'm just telling you what we need to watch for and what we need to pray for and hope for and how we need to influence, in my opinion, how it goes down. Enact new ethics reforms.
And it goes right to the whole idea of making America great again and saying, hey, what was that made it? And then saying, oh, here's this little booklet, the Constitution of the United States of America. You know, look right through there. Follow those rules. You know, and it's pretty simple. You'll find a whole lot in Washington, D.C. that doesn't apply, Sam.
Yeah, and what you'll find is less is more. Big time.
That's
you'll
exactly
find less
right.
Is more. Now, it says, enacts new ethics reforms that will drain the swamp and reduce the corrupting influence of special interests on our politics. Boy, do I agree with that, Kurt. Donald says, this is my pledge to you, and if we'll follow these steps, we'll once more have a government of for and by and of the people. Now, I agree with this, Kurt, that you know what? There's a lot of good in his plan. And the best part about his plan is at least we're talking about solutions now. At least we're talking about change that if we are involved in how that change goes down can be very, very positive indeed. The question is, will we just remain silent and let it go wrong? Or will we be a vocal influence and a direct influence on how it goes down? Let's talk about that in a minute. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her
She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure, and she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, I do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke, because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So I really want to let everyone know, don't take my comments in any way as if I'm opposing what Donald Trump has laid out here. There are a couple of things that concern me. There are a couple of things that I don't know that I would focus on as my primary focus. There's several things in there that I would make my primary focus that are not involved here. But that's a personal preference. All I'm telling you is that what Donald's got here has a tremendous start. At least we're talking about real change, real reform, real solutions, ideas that count, ideas that matter. We're framing the arguments in such a way to capture the discussion and to promote the proper viewpoint. For example, like the National Defense Act, whatever. Who's not for national defense? So he's done very well there, Kurt. I'm just telling the devil's in the details. And what I would caution is thinking that government solves everything. And what I would do is go back to the founding fathers' viewpoints and study what they intended and why. And then use their blueprint, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, to say, all right, what can we implement and how? And if it's not in the Constitution, well, then you better keep your hands off of. If it is in the Constitution, then I would submit that it provides a way to do it. And tariffs are a perfect example, Kurt. No one's really talked about trade in a fair way like Donald has. Everybody wants free trade. They want to give away the farm, and they want to just dump all the taxes on the back of the American. Okay, that's bogus. The founding fathers did not want that. They wanted the American people to be free, to not have direct taxation. It was all indirect. They wanted you to not be shut down and regulated and manipulated by government. They wanted to keep government at a big-time arm's length. So they said, look, one of the great ways to appropriately deal with trade around the world fairly and a way to make sure that the proper role of limited government existed would be these tariffs. And so Donald has brought us back to that, and he's absolutely spot on. Why? Because it's constitutional, because it's moral, because it provides a free agency standing in the world, meaning, hey, other countries can embrace free market principles and receive benefits from us for doing so, a reward, if you will, gain entry to the biggest markets in the world. Or, hey, we can say, you know what, you're abusing your people, we're not going to play ball freely, we can choose that, you can choose what you want, but we'll choose what we want. We really have a real option there. And so I'm just telling you that this plan's great. We really need to make sure that we go back to the viewpoints of the founding fathers, that we go back to their guidance, and then we use their blueprint as we make these changes as our ultimate guide. And every time we do that, I'm going to embrace it. And every time we don't do that, I'm going to be against it. It's that simple and that clear. So I don't mean to be negative, and I don't mean to rain on the parade. I'm just telling you, we need to make sure that we are vocal and involved in how this goes down, Kurt.
I don't know that I could add a whole lot to that, Sam. I mean, you're exactly right. We've got to be, you know, it's nice to say, hey, you know, the election's over and, you know, we won, if you will, you know, but man, there's a lot of, well, a lot required when it comes to liberty and freedom. It's required that we work on a continual basis, both for ourselves and all the peoples of the world, at least in my opinion, because, you know, the American experiment, and I use that term on purpose, this whole idea of freedom and liberty with the Constitution and you know, a godly government, that kind of thing. You just don't find that, and it's not been found maybe throughout the history of man, hardly ever. And yet, it's our duty to be involved, to be specifically diligent in our efforts to make sure that we do all we can to protect and preserve these God-given blessings.
Amen to that. Now, you gave me a story that kind of dovetails on this 100-day plan that I talked about a little bit. I want to get to that quickly. The goal is that Donald wants to cancel all unconstitutional actions of Barack. I guess Barack has issued 249 executive orders. And I guess they say when Barack meets with Donald, he's going to try to talk him into keeping a lot of these. But we need to get that done. Now, the Supreme Court's a big point here as well. And they're talking about Cruz, Kurt. And I really would recommend Cruz for the Supreme Court. Everybody thought I was down on Ted Cruz, that I didn't like him. That's not true. I like Ted Cruz, and I think he's done a lot of good. I think he's a brilliant mind, and I think he's valuable for our country. He's just not constitutionally qualified to be president, that's all.
Well, and the one reason I wanted to bring up the story, Sam, is, you know, when I looked up on Google the list of, the Trump, replacements for the Supreme Court, it was impressive, at least it was what I expected. There was very little, if any, mention about Ted Cruz. And yet, if you look down very far, and this source that I sent you was certainly, you would call it one of the new, what would you call it? The new media taking center stage. It's from this thing called BearingArms.com. And, all the other ones, the NPRs and the New York Times, they wanted to give a list of, the justices that Trump would appoint. And yet, who has been more of a fighter, at least when it came to, say, the Senate and, that whole thing, and at least talking about preserving the Constitution and doing things there, and then has also, he showed his colors in many ways there more than Ted Cruz. I think the guy would be a real bulldog. I just don't know of anybody. I mean, I know we could say Napolitano, but, he's... You look at Ted Cruz and what he did in the Senate, where he's basically, I think he's been at least close to the leader of, returning it to the Constitution compared to the only other two I could think of are Rand Paul and Mr. Lee from Utah.
Mike Lee.
You can't see any others who are more qualified.
I support Mike Lee or Tom Lee. That's Mike's brother that we were trying to think of, by the way. For the Supreme Court, I also support Ted Cruz for the Supreme Court, Kurt. I don't dislike Ted at all. I think there's rules that means he can't be president. I'm sorry about that. Now we could talk about maybe changing that if we thought it was a good idea at some point.
But there's plenty of work to be done.
Well, yeah, and that's the whole point. Does he have to be president? I mean, come on. Or are we humble enough to say, I can do so much for my great, wonderful, inherited country? He was brought here, I believe, by God for a great purpose. We need to accomplish that purpose, not waste time here.
And it was interesting to me in the report from this source, BearingArms.com, that I've never even heard of. They said that he was one of the first to congratulate Trump. And I didn't know
When you say
that.
He, you mean Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Ted Cruz. Yeah, I didn't know that. I hadn't seen it anywhere else. Everybody likes to point out that, they're just hating each other, Trump and Cruz. And yet, in a Facebook post, I guess he encouraged Trump to immediately begin undoing the landmark legislation of the last 8 years.
It's a great point. And the point in my mind to take away is this. I support Ted Cruz or Mike or Tom Lee or Judge Napolitano to be the next Supreme Court justice. I think we need to get on that ASAP. And again, This is where we can be really vocal and hopefully make a difference on the outcome here. And that's what I'm talking about. We have an opportunity of a lifetime. Let's make sure we take advantage of it. Last story before we end the hour, Kurt. What will be Barack Obama's parting gifts as president? This is another thing we really need to watch for against this lame duck session that we don't get sold out big time. There's a lot of things that Barack could agree to that are very hard to back out of, Kurt.
Well, that's right. The Liberty News Daily piece, that's the source of this article, what will be Obama's parting gifts as president. You know, it illustrates, hey, what was done by others. For example, George H.W. Bush, he issued pardons for several of his former Reagan administration associates who faced potential felony prosecutions for their actions in the Iran-Contra scandal. You know, you need to watch out for this kind of thing, but it is part of the Constitution that the president can pardon people. Then they say among Bill Clinton's final pardons was that Mark Rich deal that we've talked about for quite a bit, who brought him in quite a bit of extra money for the Clintons. Then they say maybe he'll pardon Clinton. I think that's really not out of the range of possibilities. I'd be really surprised if Obama didn't do that. They say that George W. Bush issued 11 lame duck executive orders. Now, these would be ones that, if they're unconstitutional, they ought to be examined by Trump as well, you know. And there's a whole lot of other ones I think ought to be done.
All I know is it's a target-rich environment, as Kurt likes to say. And boy, is he right. And all I know is there's a lot of good that could be done now, ladies and gentlemen, like or dislike Trump. Now, I don't care how you feel. He wasn't my choice, my first choice. I agree there's a lot of concerns about him. But the real question is we have an opportunity for governmental reset. Are we going to turn to the founders at this incredible juncture, this significant crossroads? And are we going to turn to the vision of the founding fathers and embrace constitutional proper rule of limited government? Or are we just going to go a different direction, looking for solutions and never finding answers to the problems? That's really the question, and it's up to you and me. Indeed, we the people. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate and get involved today. We need your support. This nation shall endure.